Now, those black businesses you talked about, what happened to them? Did people just move away or they die or what?
Well, this is the problem. Most of them moved away, passed on, and their kids didn't keep them up or do anything, and they were all dissolved, and so forth. That's just the way the black business are. That's just like here in Oklahoma, all the black towns. Oklahoma has more black towns than any state in the union. And most of them are dissolved now. All of those towns that used Redbeard, Porter, Tallahassee, Summit, Clearview, all of these black towns, Boley, and all of those black towns, a lot of them aren't there anymore. And I've been to a lot of them, where they had black business. But that's what happened. The population here in Claremont, the black population, there used to be lots of blacks here. And as the older people died out, the younger generation didn't keep things, they moved away. Most of them went off to college. And they didn't really come back to settle here because the opportunities and chances were greater in other places. Let's be in a small town, and the opportunities they had a broader scope that they could work from and get things done and to accomplish things that they wanted to accomplish.
Yeah. Here we are in 2021. How many blacks or percentage of blacks in?
Oh my God. There's very few. There are very few blacks that live here that are renting from. Now, that's quite a few blacks around here that I see around here. I guess they work at Centerlift or live on the out edge of town. And I see them all the time, and then some of them may be from up to the college throughout the state, but very few ridden of blacks that are here.
Yeah.
I imagine there's not 15 or 20 families that have ridden on Claremont people, blacks that native, that was raised up here.
Yeah.
But there are some still that's moved away in Texas and different places that are living there that I am in contact with occasionally. I can tell you right now, there's about 10 people living that went to Lincoln School. It's finished over there right now. Only about 10. And a lady friend of mine, Mildred Harlan, she is the first black to attend Claremore High School when it integrated.
Oh.
Mildred Harlan, she's a lady friend of mine. They integrated schools in 1955, and Mildred Harlan and Mary Snoddy and William Snoddy, the first three blacks to attend Claremore High School and graduate.
How about that?
They're over there in that museum.
Yeah.
And that museum is very interesting. There's photos there. There's pictures of the basketball and baseball team, the 1953 state championship trophy. And all of the information over there is 99 and 99% true.
Yeah. I want to thank you for what you've done here. Your mind is so clear at 87. Did you do anything special to be able to live to be 87?
No, I listen to my doctors. I stay active. As a kid coming up, it's strange how we came up back then. And I'll say this, we didn't go to doctors. If we had an accident, we used to go barefooted in the summer, and we'd cut our feet and the rusty nails. We didn't know tetanus shots. We didn't know anything about it. We'd pour some kerosene on it, keep going. We didn't go to doctors. If we got a cold or the old time influenza, mom would fix us some broomweed tea. You don't know what that is, but it's out there in the pastures right now. Get that broomweed and boil it and make tea out of it. Rub us down with mentholatum or Vicks. The main thing was the good Lord looked after us because we didn't have no other way. We didn't go to doctors. Doctors, white doctors didn't doctor on blacks. That's the way it was back then. And you had to improvise, and that's what we did. But here we are today, a lot of us strong and still going and never went to doctors.
Yeah.
All of that flu and pneumonia and stuff you had, your body resisted it.
And now you've gone through a pandemic.
Yeah.
And COVID.
COVID, well, I've had my shots. I just try to do what my doctor say. A lot of people will, I know my wife had passed away a few years ago. She used to have a problem about the doctors, talking about doctors. These doctors might not know everything, but they keep us living. Modern technology and medicine and doctors keeps us living longer.
Yeah, exactly.
We're living longer now than we ever have. I would tell her, I said, "Won't you quit going to the doctor and spending money? Just give that money to me or whatever you're going to do and quit going to the doctor if you're not going to do what they say." But I tell you what, when you treat people right And that's what I teach my kids, treating people right and believing in the good Lord and trying to do the thing that's right. It has a lot to do with that. When you treat people right, don't misuse people, you know, and live a good life and do for people whatever you can and want to make people happy. It's a good life. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you then, your advice to young people listening to this, that would be it, right?
Yes. Right? Yes. To be truthful. Just like I tell my kids, I said, listen, if you tell a person something, you hold to it. I mean, if you tell a person you're going to do something, I say, that means a lot to the damn time. It used to be years and years ago, I don't know whether you've heard it, if a man's word wasn't any good, he wasn't any good.
Yeah.
And that's what they used to live by. And just like I told them, I said, back then, a handshake mattered. Those people lived by handshake. They didn't have no lot of contracts and this and that. Them guys shook hands on what they believed in and said, and it was true. And that's what I tell my kids. If you tell someone something, you hold to it. I said, if you can't, don't tell them. I said, just don't say nothing. That's the best way in the world. But I said, be a person of your word is where people can depend on you.
Do you think your children are listening to you?
Yeah, they're listening to me.
Good.
They're listening
to me. And what are their names, by the way?
My oldest name is Maxine. My second is Jerome Jr., and then Howard, and then Steve, and then Marlise. I've got two girls and three boys.
And grandchildren now?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to count 2, 3, 5. I've got 9.
Wow.
I've got 9 grandkids and 4 great-grandkids.
Well, how proud you should be of them and your life.
I tell you what, if I had put a price tag on all of the stuff that I've did for people and all of the money that I've spent, I'd be in pretty decent shape. But I'll get mine above. I'll get mine in the end. That's where I'm looking to get my glory.
But it made you feel good, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't feel bad about not anything.
No. It was my honor to interview you today and to talk. You're a great speaker, a great historian, and Claremore is fortunate to have you. So thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.